So he got hold of this tender, but it needed an awful lot of work doing on it, and the running gear wasn't in very good shape. One. So it was quite a big job getting the tender into shape to run at all, and then converting, you know, converting the coal water only. It ended up, I mean, there wasn't all that big a capacity, but it was a capacity of about 6,000 gallons. So 6,000 gallons added to the 5,000 in the conventional tender meant 11,000 gallons, which was made a hell of a difference, of course. And then I got this idea in 66. I'd really got it with the idea of being able to do the long drag without a stop, Leeds to Carlisle. And I thought, well, that'll just give you plenty of margin, not having to mess about with water stops. Because that was becoming a very favourite route of mine, as you can imagine, bashing over the long long drag and all that. So that was what it was done for. And then, of course, having got it, the tender, and finding that it all worked all right, I was then thinking about the original non-stop in 1928. I thought, well, if I leave it till the 50th anniversary in 1998, there probably won't be a hope in hell. Probably the troughs will have all gone by then. But if we made it a 40th anniversary in 1968, we could probably just about get away with it, with the three sets of water troughs that were still left. So that was all put in the pipeline, and Terry was entirely in favour of that. Mm-hmm. And as you know, we did it. And apparently, a lot of things have come out in the wash since, but I mean, apparently there's all sorts of dirty work going on in high places. Whether people were having bets, I don't know. But, you know, on the northbound journey, we only got to one decent pickup out of three. And when we were getting near to the Scottish border, it was really, I was very, very worried that we wouldn't be able to go on. But we'd got a road tanker at Berwick just in case. And unfortunately, we'd arranged all sorts of cunning signals if we did need to stop for the water tanker. And very unfortunately indeed, I think it was at Lucca, funnily enough, the station at Lucca, some idiot photographer was lying on his tummy on the platform to get a sort of really impressive picture of the train. So the driver, seeing this fool lying on the platform, was whistling like mad. And the signalman thought it was him crowing that we needed water at Berwick. So when we approached over the border bridge, it was all set for the loop line. And of course, last thing we wanted to do was go into the loop and stuff. So the wretched fireman, we got down to walking pace, the fireman was able to sprint ahead, get on the telephone, "Damn, we don't need the water, keep us going." So we just got the signal off in time, had to go right round in through the loop and out the other past end. The bloody 4,000 gallons of water. dear. And of course, when we finally got into Edinburgh, first thing I did, climb up on the two tenders, and really it was just what we'd got in the boiler. I mean, that was it. You know, we really were
touch and go.
Yeah. But anyway, that was when it began to come out. Because we were there for 4 days before we did the return journey. We came back on the 4th, and the story was circulating. Friends of mine on the route said, "Oh, those troughs had been nobbled and all the rest of it." So on the way back, I made quite sure. I've got a friend to this very day, a chap called Terry Robinson, who lives at Doncaster. He's had a lot to do with the videos that we're making at the moment. And he managed to get some from one of his pals at Doncaster, the key of the water thing at Scrooby. And he drove down to Scrooby in his car, let himself into the whatever you do. And anyway, held the ball cock or something, till the troughs were overflowing. I mean, he got completely filled up the Scrooby troughs. So when we finally got to Scrooby, having had, again, two slightly indifferent fill-ups, we still got 140-odd miles to go. We got the fill-up to end all fill-ups. We were absolutely marvellous. And we ended back in King's Cross that night. We still got 2,000 gallons of water.